message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Embracing it. Hallelujah. This topic is very essential if you are going to move with speed in this month. As a child of God, if you cannot embrace all that is God, then there's something wrong somewhere. Embracing a vibrant Christian lifestyle is a necessity, is not an option. Let's just quickly open our Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26. Hallelujah. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with a church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. The first question I'll throw to you as a child of God tonight is, what do people call you? What do people call you? Can people see you and identify you as a child of God? Your Christian walk with Christ, is it such that when people see, it's worthy of emulation? There is no way a child of God can be vibrant in life without embracing Christ, who is the main vibrator. The essence and the importance in the life of a Christian can never exclude Christ. The importance of Christ cannot be overemphasized. In fact, Christ is us, and we are also in Christ. The Bible made us understand that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, the Bible says all things have become new. Can people say you are new? Can people call you a brother? Hallelujah. I pray the Holy Spirit will bring forth more interpretation and inspiration of his word to us tonight as we proceed in the mighty name of Jesus. What are we talking about today? A life of a Christian is a special life of grace and purpose. I say that again. A life of a Christian is a special life of grace and purpose. This makes us to understand that in this life, whether you like it or not, you are on a race. And it takes grace to run the race and not end up in disgrace. It takes the grace of God. Two people can be given an assignment. Run from here to post office. And one person can be given 1 hour to run from here to post office. Another person, the same opportunity but different timing. Run to post office, we give you 5 minutes. They have given them the same assignment. Isn't it? But the time allotted is different. Hallelujah. I'm trying to make us understand the difference between the believer and the unbeliever. Certain principles that a believer would apply, but because grace is embedded, it will be faster. There will be speed, just like what we are talking about in this month. But if it's an unbeliever, they will apply the same principle, because God is the God of principle. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. They will also reap. But the grace in our life makes our own to be faster. Hallelujah. So you cannot but live the life of Christ if you don't want to end up in crisis. God has created every man for a purpose. If there is no need for you on earth, you would not be here. God is not a person that wastes resources. If you are on earth, if you are still alive today, it means you are important to God. I want you to look at your neighbor on the right and left and say, I'm important to God. It is a life of vision and direction. It is a life of vision and direction. Everyone that wants to run this race without vision and direction will end up in total annihilation. Hallelujah. Miles Monroe said that when the purpose of a thing is not known, the abuse is what? It's inevitable. It's just like going to the United Kingdom or the U.S. and you said, it's very important. Let me just buy torchlights along. Hallelujah. You know that those kind of materials, they are meant for some certain countries. Hallelujah. Some of us are laughing. It is true. There are some things that you don't need. Those that produce it, they produce it for a reason. And they have locations that are specified. They know where they can sell the products. Hallelujah. That is the fact. God made you for his pleasure and his pleasure alone. Imagine you have a cloth and you want every time you want to wear the cloth develop mouth and be telling you that, don't wear me, don't wear me. What are you going to do? You burn it now, you discard it. That's how a lot of us are in the hands of God. He wants to use you. But every time he wants to use you for the purpose why he created you, all you are saying is, I'm not available. I'm not doing. Me, I cannot be a pastor. I'm sure almost everybody that is a pastor today have once said it, that lie. Just leave it to me. I cannot be a pastor. I have said it too. Hallelujah. So, but when you know and you understand why God has created you, you will live your life according to that purpose. Where do you get vision? Where do you get direction? It's in the Word of God. The Bible says the Word of God is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That's direction. You want to know how to live your life as a child of God? It's in the Scripture. You don't want to have a ruptured future? It's in the Scripture. You want to walk according to the heartbeat of God? The heartbeat of God is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible says the same was in the beginning with God. Everything is God. If you replace that word in that Bible passage with God, 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 it sounds funny. In the beginning was the God, and the God was with God. And what? You know, it sounds funny. It's letting you understand that everything is interwoven, is in God. If you are not in God, you cannot enjoy the benefit of those who are in God. I ask you again, what do people call you? Can they say you are a vibrant Christian? Who is a Christian? Who is a Christian? A Christian is a person who believes and practices the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let us forget, it was in Antioch that they first called the disciples Christian. And why did they call them Christians? It is because they saw them live a Christ-like life. Most of the people we call SU, I don't know if they still call them SU in campus. Because it's like most of the things of the Word of God, they are being taken over by the world. Gone are the days when the church used to be an inspiration for the world. Now, people are turned it to be a reverse. So I remember, I'm not so much of a football fan, but I know that when Nigeria is playing football, the supporters club, most of the songs they sing, the inspiration behind those songs, they got it from the church. You hear the tune. Hallelujah. Some of us are we surprised? It's the truth. I don't know where else I've heard the song. Shama Sinwalo, Shama Sinwalo. Abi? Oluwa, Shama. It's from the church they get the inspiration, but now it is the reverse. We bring the things of the world into the church. And we call ourselves Christian. We are vibrating in worldly things. We don't take our designs from the Scripture anymore. We take designs from the world. We don't take our actions from the Scripture anymore. We take our actions from the world. That is what is rampant these days. It's becoming so bad that everywhere you turn to, if you are not careful, the world will shape your path for you if you don't lay one when you leave your house. What is raining the most now? Go and look at the latest dance steps in church and tell me where the inspiration came from. Mention the name of the dance. I will let you know where it's coming from. When will church start inventing the dance steps? And the world will be copying them. Because the inspiration is supposed to come from the church. It's supposed to come from the church. We see a latest design. No matter how it looks, we just take it, we pick it up. Why? Because many people are not led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. Is your lifestyle questionable? What you are doing presently? If we want to just quickly do a quick scan now, I'll just ask Pastor Moshibi at random to help us pick the phones of some of our people here, maybe like 5. And we're going to scan through. If we're not going to see a worldly song inside, what inspiration do we want to derive in those ones? I don't understand. The Bible says it's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. He said the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. What are you using it for? Why? Because the flesh demands for it. And because you don't have a personal demand in life before, you just yield to the demand of the flesh. God will deliver you and me in the name of Jesus. If you listen to the word of God and you don't live your life according to it, we cannot call you a Christian. There's hardly any person in the world that does not know Jesus, that does not know God. But not everybody believes in him. So, sorry to say, if you are coming to church and all that you know to do is to listen to the word, and you are not living or practicing the lifestyle of the word, then you are as good as an unbeliever. Hallelujah. The Lord Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. What is Christianity? I've said, who is a Christian? What is Christianity? Christianity is a lifestyle that is rooted in the person and teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christianity is a lifestyle that is rooted in the person and teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you do, whatsoever you say, wherever you go, that cannot be backed up by the word, it's a question to your Christian walk with God. It's a question to your Christian lifestyle. When people saw the disciples, it's not because they were mentioning the name Jesus alone, that's why they call them Christians. No. They saw the life that they lived. What kind of life are you living? Can we come to your compound or to your house and say, brother, so-so-so, and somebody will not look and say, who are you referring to? This one, brother. Or we'll say, sister, so-so, see what? This one is not seeing anything, no. What reports do men have to give not to talk more of God? Let me quickly give you an illustration. Some people think that there are little things that we do that doesn't really matter. As a child of God, you cannot look like the world. You shouldn't even look like it. A lot of people have suffered implications because they look like criminals, but they are not criminals. A lot of people have suffered implications because they look like criminals, but actually they are not criminals. Why do you want to look like the world when it is the word of God that has framed your life till this moment? Christianity is about change or transformation to the nature of Christ. You know, when we begin the walk with God, we discover that a lot of things will start changing. When people cannot notice a positive change in your life after you have related with Christ for this long, there is something wrong. People must be able to say yes of a truth. This is a child of God. Is it habit? Is it character? Is it the way we speak? Is it the way we react? If we can only measure our actions and reactions by the word of God, we will understand and know where we truly stand. Somebody says something, you want to respond back. What I'm about to say, is it an advantage to the kingdom or a disadvantage to the kingdom of God? The way I'm going to speak, the way I'm going to act now, will Jesus act that same way if he were to be in this same situation? They led him like a lamb to be slaughtered. That's the King of Kings, the commander-in-chief of the host of heaven. He has a lot of armies at his disposal, yet he did not show himself. Why? Because he had a purpose. Habits and character, they are difficult for people to handle. Why? Because they don't allow the Holy Spirit to handle it for them. It is not by power, neither is it by mind, but by the Spirit of God. You cannot handle those things by yourself. You have to submit yourself to God. You have to lay down your life to God. There are a lot of things I've tried to stop on my own until the day I gave up and I handed everything over to God before I became an overcomer. Because there are battles that God can only fight for you. It is not physical. Most of these things are spiritual. May the Almighty God bless us more in the name of Jesus. Now, what is Christianity? We have talked about it. Let's quickly look at what Christianity is not. Number one, Christianity is not a social gathering. Christianity is not a social gathering. The book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 1, says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer." That is what the scripture says. It's not a social gathering. It is not a place where you can just do anyhow you like. That is not what Christianity is. That is why I appreciate God's servant in the house, because irrespective of what the world wants, he will always stick to what the word has subscribed for us. It's good to have a father that can correct you, that can tutor you, that can teach you, that can share from his miles of experience. And his everything is still by the standard of the word of God. Not everybody is privileged to have the opportunities that you people have today and I. It's not a social gathering. If by chance you find yourself in areas or locations where you are not supposed to be as a child of God, you shouldn't be comfortable. Why? Because you are built not to survive in such environments. I remember when we were a little bit young, a friend invited us for a birthday party, and when we got there, we were like, okay, at least this person is the son of a minister, and so it was in Lagos. And in the evening, they started playing songs. These songs are not, is this one from Domwe or Donnie McCoughlin? I don't know. I have not heard that one. Me and my brother, we started feeling uncomfortable. The next thing is they started playing a slow song. And before you knew it, they went to flip off the light. That's when we knew that, yes, we don't enter Ram. We're in the wrong place. You may find yourself in that kind of place at times, unknowingly. When you talk to your lips, the Bible says we should flee. Don't bother to wait. Flee. What do you do when you are seated in between two people that are involving themselves in examination malpractice? Some people, like, after all, it's not me that brought the book in. And they are writing. They are participating in it. But they want to tell God that I'm not the one that brought the book in. But they don't know that the God they serve knows that they are an accomplice at the moment. They have already tuned to that path. What do you do when you find yourself in that situation? Is it that you call for a change of seat? Or you report that evil? Because evil that you don't report, or evil that you don't correct, you are also guilty of it too. It means you are supportive of it. So you find yourself in such situations and you keep quiet. Me, I don't want trouble. Actually, I grew like that. They used to call me peacemaker in my home. So much that if you do something wrong, I will not even talk. I won't participate. I will not talk. But I later grew to understand that to him that knoweth what is right and though it is not, is a sin. So if you want to find out the truth, my uncle tried this one day. He was lying in my presence in front of my dad. I was saying, you can ask Tayo. That is not what happened. This is so the way he spoke with confidence. He was looking at me and doing like this. And I felt like, yes, I'll support him. And the moment I just, it's difficult to tell lies. More convenient to tell the truth. And immediately when they asked me, I said, actually, what he's saying is correct too. This and this and this. I now narrated the whole thing the way it was. He felt like entering the ground. But I have spoken the truth. He will never tempt me to lie again. As a child of God, where am I going to? You need to learn to take your stand. Let people know that when they are perpetrating evil, they cannot do it around you. When they know that they are going to do something bad, they will even tell themselves, no, no, don't bother to call him. He will not go. He will not join us. Don't bother yourself. He will not. I remember a time when my tailor too wanted to sew one cloth for me. Like that. He just sold the trouser. You understand where I'm going now? He sold the thing and the thing just came down sharp and I was struggling to wear it. And the thing jumped here again. I said, am I paying you to inconvenience me? Did I pay you to punish me? Please. How now? No, sir, they don't sew trouser like that again, no. This is the latest. I said anything that is latest, as long as it's not latest inside here, I don't want. That's why I don't like things that rain. That's the fact. I'm not addicted to anything. What you're addicted to, they can get you with it. I can do without it. Let your life be shaped by the word of God. Christianity is not about breakthrough and miracles only. You know the fourth part? A lot of us want breakthrough, but we don't want to break anything. Lord, surprise me. Father, surprise me. Father, surprise me. But you want to know how tomorrow will look like. Where is the surprise then? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You want a breakthrough. You must break something to go through. Father, I need a testimony. You don't want tests. It's not possible now. We are not supposed to be scared of circumstances like that or situations like this. Why? Because God has made us overcomers already. He has settled everything from the beginning. The battles that you may be fighting now or the one that will still come, you have won already. The mentality of the one that has won should be the one that will see you through the process. It's not about breakthrough and miracles. When we are asked, pray for something very substantial, like that supernatural settlement. That was awesome for me. I pity those who have been asking for what money can buy at a crucial time like that. Give you an opportunity, blank check, to ask for even things that money cannot buy. And you're asking God for what money can buy. Ha! I personally don't believe that faith is meant for material things. Faith is more than that. The power in faith is more than that. All those things are mega things. What does Matthew 6:33 says? He seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's a condition. All other things, by default, they come to place. By default. You don't need to ask for it. The path of the just is the shining light. You want your path to shine, be just. It's as simple as that. Your prayer point should not be, Father, lighten my path. Lighten my path. Lord, make me just. Because when you are just, your path will be lightened. It's automatic. A lot of us ask for the blessing. We leave the condition behind. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, renew my strength, but you are not waiting on God. Who are you deceiving? May the Lord Almighty bless this word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Miracle. It's part of the blessing that God has for us. But it's not the ultimate of Christianity. Christianity is not only about dancing and jumping also. Christianity is not about dancing and jumping. If God were to just scan the heart of every one of us while praises is going on. You know that sometimes there's some high praise will be going on. You see the way people dance. Wow. You like, yes. This is it. But what were they thinking of while they were praising? You know, at times I praise God and I burst into tears because as I'm praising Him, "You are glorious, so glorious in your ways," I begin to reflect on the past, about the things that God have done for me to be able to say He's glorious. "Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. I travel very well." That's why I say I come here, I dance like, if it's possible for me to off, I don't just want people to look at me as if there's something wrong here. If not, I would off the shoe, I'll off the tie. I can be very corporate anywhere else, but in the presence of God, forget it. I can be gentle anywhere else, but in the presence of God, I cannot be because I don't know where else to party. I don't know where else to club. This is my own jamboree. This is where I rock. That is the fact. What is on your mind when you are dancing to God? You are giving God the glory. And you are dancing a step that is worldly inspired. The spirit behind the dance, the spirit behind the song, whatever it may be, is what rules the song. Forget it. No, even if, let me tell you the truth, if an unbeliever should come and sing a song and add God and add Jesus to it, as long as what the spirit behind the person is wrong, it is wrong. Because it's not all that call Him Lord, Lord, Lord that shall make it to the kingdom of God. Not all. So what is in your heart? It's not about dancing. Some of us, it's physical activities because you've missed gym for some time. When you come to church, they've told you that dancing is also a good exercise. Then you come and start doing all sorts here. What is on your mind? What is on your mind? I gave a testimony here some time ago. I said, I was rejoicing in the presence of God here, and God reminded me when I was very young, and I fell from a tree. Everybody in my house knows that there's no space under that tree. It's full of roots, big, big roots. And I fell and I was going down with my bum bum. But I know that God just shifted the roots and I landed in the space in between. If not, the spinal cord would have gone. So now, it has happened over 20 years ago. But as I was praising God and I was thinking about what God has done, God brought it back to my memory. What do you think of when you are praising God? Are you watching somebody beside you and saying, "Ah, man, this guy knows how to step. This one knows how to dance." Or you are watching somebody's, "Ah." I even pity some people that your own vision, what you have been ordained to do, is to come and look at the lapses of things in church. That, what, how is that guy playing this rubbish? What kind of key is that one? Praise and worship, is it for you? Is it for you? It's for God. Is he complaining? I'm not encouraging ministration of low performance. No. But when you are praising God personally, it's a personal thing. You should focus less on what is around you and focus on the one that is in you. If God were to just scan everybody and tell you, "This period and this period as you are dancing, it wasn't me." Because that dance step you are dancing, as you were dancing, you were remembering the video of the person that really danced the dance in church. Christianity is not about dancing and jumping up. It's a lifestyle. It means, the Holy Spirit told me, Christ till eternity. Christianity. If you don't want to be a non-entity in eternity, you have to hold on to Christ till that eternity. Claiming to be a Christian without a change is a fake life. You claim you are a Christian, but people cannot differentiate from when you were not born again and when you are born again. Then that's a fake lifestyle. You are even deceiving yourself because God sees everything. So what are the important changes for a true Christian? What are the important changes for a true Christian? Number one, Christian lifestyle involves a change in appearance and dressing. Christian lifestyle involves a change in appearance and dressing. Let me quickly give you an illustration. If I'm driving along the road, I like giving people lifts. Because I remember when I was in school, when we walk in the hot sun, and somebody just assists us like that, I used to pray from the bottom of my heart. So I know what it means, so I assist people. But let me tell you the truth. I look at appearance first. If I see your appearance to be like a thug, I will not bother to stop. If you look decent, yes, I can pick you up. Probably if we're to be in another country, I can attempt to pick somebody with dreadlock. Maybe we'll be able to discuss about Christ. But in this country of insecurity, I don't want to tempt God. Hallelujah. So appearance and dressing is very important. You cannot look like the world and claim to be part of the world. It's not possible. Why would you look like a thug? The place I was living in, we moved away from there because we had so many... It is well. They know how to smoke all those things. At times, you know, it will be entering from their window to our own window. And indirectly, which we are... That's the problem. So we had to move. One of the most gentle out of them, but he has this rough hairstyle. He was just strolling down to buy something, and some policemen picked him up. I said, let's go to your house. We want to go and search your apartment. I was in my house there with my wife, and they came to knock my door. He was saying, please come and help me talk to these people. They say this, they want to search my house. Maybe they will drop something. I said, what happened? He said, I was just walking, I wanted to go and buy something. And they told me to stop. And they said they were going to come and search my house. It's not as if I've done anything before. I said, can they see me the way I'm like this? And I'm going to buy something just like you. And they will pick me and say they want to search my house. Is it possible? It's not possible. You look like a criminal. That's why they apprehended you. It's a fact. You look like a criminal. And thank God for the Spirit of God. Because those guys, those ones that are coming to pick the one that they are saying is a criminal, they themselves are criminals. I perceive a lot of things. A lot. So as I was speaking English, I was speaking in Yoruba, I was speaking Hausa to the one that understands Hausa, and I was speaking in tongues again. Yes. I see my wife now. And I don't have gun. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal. Hallelujah. It's a fact. So I told him, I said, I have warned you before. See your hairstyle. You will even look more handsome if you cut it off. Make it neat. Perfect gentleman. Sir, I don't understand. But these people, they don't dress like this when they're going for interview to go and get an interview for a job. They don't dress like that. That means they know there's something wrong. Because they know if they go like that, they will not be acceptable. Have you ever seen anybody go for interview with ricotta? Or with dreadlocks, or ripped jeans. Abiza know what they are calling the thing. Ripped jeans, ba. May we not have a ripped future. Inasmuch as they have not retained God in their knowledge, the Bible says he gave them to a reprobate mind to do the things that are not convenient. How will I, in my right senses, go and buy something that they have already want to yeah, 1,000? They've torn 1,000 out of the money I'm paying for them. And you're saying I should pay again. For what? Ha. When I'm not sick, me, I don't drink alcohol. No, it's not possible. It's not possible. Or you say, no, it's part of the latest fashion. Eh? They used to call them daripon. You paint one here like this. Different color. Ah. And I'll see you on the road and I'll assist you. God is the only one that will assist you. I cannot do what God can do alone. Hallelujah. It's very funny, but I tell you the truth, the devil is playing serious game in the minds of a lot of people. And people are enjoying the game like as if they are playing Ludo. Ah! The devil will allow you to do pick six, throw dice of six, double six, four six, five six. He will allow you to enjoy it. You'll not be moving it, be moving the dice. Ah! Yay! Correct. And the moment you get to the edge to enter, the other person will play maybe his 2-1 and will peck you. So what is the essence of the enjoyment? All these inventions. Well, we have to be very sensitive in the spirit. I know there are distractions. It takes the help of the Holy Spirit to identify them. Important changes for a true Christian. I said number one is Christian lifestyle involves a change in appearance and dressing. It involves, number two, it involves a change in life priorities. It involves a change in life priorities. What is your priority? The Bible says you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto it. You wake up in the morning, do you start with the kingdom of God? Do you acknowledge the kingdom of God? You are going back to bed to sleep. Do you acknowledge the kingdom of God? What is your priority? That particular certificate you are running, you want to pursue by force, by fire. What is the benefit of the kingdom of God in it? I'm not saying certificate is bad. No. But you get it done better and faster when there is a kingdom advantage in it. God bless me. I want to be rich. I don't want to be broke again. Attach conditions to it. I promise to support the work of the ministry. Not if you are lying in your heart, God sees everything, so you are just on your own, wasting your time. Why do you want what you're asking for from God? Why? If there's no kingdom benefit, it's a waste, because vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. So what are your priorities? Some of us can never be late for lectures. But voluntarily, we can be late for church services and rehearsals and meetings and all sorts. What are your priorities? When you go on Facebook, what are the things you go and look at? If I discover that I have to be looking, I'm looking at times, you know, the way I'll be checking messages on my WhatsApp, and somehow, you know, at times you bump into some status. The moment I discover that I've watched some things, immediately there's no way. I will go back. Maybe I go to Facebook or just quickly get a message of about 15 or 10 minutes there to quickly watch the ogogoro that the Facebook has put. It is, you are laughing. It's true. Most of our senses are very sharp. God is a very perfect designer. It's just that we don't like wearing his own design. A lot of people don't like wearing his design. They say, this cloth is a designer. That cloth is a designer. Which cloth did they make that has not been designed? Tell me now. Which one? There's no cloth that has been made that has not been designed. Whether designed well or designed wrongly, it is also designed. But the one that designs it is the one that places value and quality on it. Is Christ designing your life? Is he a part of your daily routine? Important changes for a true Christian. It also involves change in habits. Change in habits. It's also a change in character. That means a bad character, you change from bad to good. From good to better, and from better to best. It's a process. You cannot stop. There's a song that says, fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want. Oh, that is the problem. May we not get to a level where we'll be filled and we want no more. Sir, is there any level you will get to now that you tell God, this power is enough? I don't want more, sir. Oh. But bread of heaven, fill me, let me want much more. Fill my cup, fill it, Lord, and make me whole. I will not stop seeking to be made whole till I get there. By the special grace of God, our walk with Christ will not end in damnation in the name of Jesus. God will give us the grace to run this race and not end up in disgrace in the name of Jesus. There are some important priorities of a true believer. Now I've asked you, there are priorities that a true believer should have. What are the important priorities? For those that don't know, let us mention a few. Number one, seeking first the kingdom of God. Your priority as a believer should be that of seeking first the kingdom of God. I think we have said a lot about it in the course of this teaching. Number two, a life of true service to God and mankind. Important priorities of a true believer. Number one, seeking first the kingdom of God. Your priority should be that of the kingdom. Whatever success you want to achieve should be that of the kingdom. Number two, I said a life of a true service to God and mankind. That should be your priority. The first point you can write down, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The third point, a life of fellowship. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. A life of fellowship. When they call for different gatherings like this, a lot of people can go to wedding every Saturday. But if it is a deliverance, let me not say deliverance service. If it's a service of encounter like this, they will not make it. A lot of children of God can devote time for things that profited nothing. But when it comes to the things of God, they are nowhere to be found. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Media, can you help me out? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Don't neglect the assembly of the children of God. Iron sharpeneth iron. The more you feed on the word, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You keep hearing, you keep hearing, you long for it. When the kingdom of God becomes a priority, coming to church also becomes a priority. Because you know it's a beneficial service, not a routine. Number four, a life of prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. You should not feel comfortable eating in the morning without praying. You should not pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. I was telling somebody, I said, if we can only treat the spirit like we treat the flesh, we would have gone far. You eat in the morning, you make sure you feed your spirit man in the morning. You eat in the afternoon, you feed your spirit man in the afternoon. In fact, if you drink water to satisfy the thirst of the flesh, you feed the spirit man again. Every time you give the flesh something, you give the spirit man something, you will not be where we are today. That's why a lot of us can watch, thank God, all those ones have gone in those days, season 24, Jack Bauer, the rest of them, can watch season 1 to, what season did he end, Steph? Can you remind me? They are forming as if they didn't used to watch it. I watched it. They can watch season, sleepless night, but to pray for 4 minutes is wahala. They say, God understand. Praying without ceasing, you can do that. It's very important. Prayer is communicating with God. You are on your feet, you can be communicating with God. In fact, by default, if I'm traveling now, I'll be playing music in the car. Before I know it, I'm already singing on my own again, by default. Because the easiest thing to do is just keep giving thanks to God for what he has done, for what he's doing, and what he will still do. That's communicating with God. That's also prayer. Hallelujah. What should matter to a Christian the most should be his relationship with God. If God is the reason why you are doing what you are doing, man can never stop you. Listen to me. If God is the reason why you are doing what you are doing, especially in the household of faith, man can never stop you. It's very easy for people to get offended in their place of work and they will never resign. It's very easy for people to get offended by friends in school and they will not say they are not going to school again. But my HOD just talked to me anyhow. It is well. May we reap the fruits of our labor in the mighty name of Jesus. I know the amen will be low. That's why I prayed it. But at least it will make you think. Hallelujah. Can we just bow down our heads at this moment and just say, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the power in your word. Thank you for the power in your name. Thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for changing and transforming my life. You are here this evening. You know that the priority of the kingdom of God is not in your mind. You know you don't have a personal relationship with God. You know there are a lot of things you are doing that can make them to say you are not a child of God. Now is the time. Why not just submit yourself to Christ? For those that are watching us online and those that are in the auditorium here,
If there's anybody like that, can you just raise up your hands to heaven and take a bold step by rising up on your feet? The rest of us, let's just keep praying. Let's pray that the Lord Almighty will touch the hearts of those that need to be saved. If you are here and you want to give your life to Christ, you want a new life, you want a change, you want a new beginning, why not just open your mouth and lift up your hands and take a step of faith by rising up and submit everything to God.
Oh, I will ever love and trust Him.
Jesus is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you. Father, we commit everyone who has decided to give their lives to you, both here and those that are online. We pray that you save their soul. Have mercy upon them. Deliver them from the clutches of hell. Set them free from the captives of the mighty, and let the joy of salvation be allotted to them. Holy Spirit, you are with them. We ask that you take preeminent control in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet and as a church, let's open our mouth and say, Father, empower me to embrace a good Christian lifestyle. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Say, Father, empower me to embrace a good Christian lifestyle. Father, empower me to embrace a good Christian lifestyle. According to your word, grant me the grace to embrace such a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, empower me to embrace a good Christian lifestyle. Let my words, my deeds, my action, and my reaction be framed and structured by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You say, Father, destroy all seeds of carnality in me. In the name of Jesus. Father, destroy all seeds of carnality in me. Anything that has been deposited in me that is carnal, Father, destroy them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, destroy them. Uproot them from my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, uproot them from my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's say a resounding amen. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I want you to raise up your hand and say, you declare, you say, I will not fail in my Christian walk. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer and declare, I will not fail in my Christian walk in the name of Jesus. I will not fail in my Christian walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let us not fail. Help us not to fall. Help us not to falter in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.